This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And we've been talking about the response by Nike regarding one of their people, associates, whatever, coming out in support of Hong Kong against the Chinese government, which, you know, I'm certainly not a fan of in any regard, but Nike likes to position itself as a courageous sponsor of dissidents in the economically and racially charged world of sports. But it goes further than that. Is there not a rainbow swoosh that they've been pimping hard for the last month?
Oh, that's only in, it's not June anymore.
Right. That's why I said the last month.
Right. I mean, so that's over, so they don't have to like gay people anymore.
Yeah. And they probably don't, to be fair. One of the most interesting things about this particular Pride Month is watching so many of my friends call out these corporations for just blatant pandering.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, that's kind of what's been demanded, and the market will deliver what's been demanded. And not all, but some LGBT activists have been engaged in things that are basically pander to us or we won't do business with you.
This is why I haven't watched the Democratic debates, because I did attempt to in 2016. I attempted to watch the debates between Sanders and Hillary, and 5 minutes in, I had paused the video like 19 times to post on social media about what senseless pandering the whole thing was.
Yeah, I try to shut it out, to just let it reach my level of background pandering, in which case it becomes invisible. But yeah, it can get pretty thick.
Evidently, this writer at the National Review is not a big fan of Nike, saying they gave the heroic treatment to controversial former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in a series of cinematic advertisements. Irrespective of your own view of the particular merits of Kaepernick and his national anthem protest, that is the sort of thing one likes to see a big corporation such as Nike do. To say, in essence, yes, this is potentially unpopular, and we may lose a few sales over it, but we're Nike, and we're big enough and rich enough to do what we think is right. I'm not sure that was really their motivating factor. I think it was more about them weighing the risk versus the reward.
Yeah, I think it was just more pandering.
Yeah, there is just more people in China than there is in Hong Kong, and I think that was their equation.
Absolutely.
Well, that and the Hong Kong government can't prevent them from trading with China, but the Chinese government can prevent them from trading with Hong Kong.
But, of course, there is significantly less to it than that. Nike, like any politician testing the winds of the moment, has polling to guide it, as Yahoo Sports reports. A poll revealed a deep racial, political, and generational division when it came to player protests. Specifically, divisions in which a majority of white NFL fans supported disciplining players for not standing for the anthem versus a majority of the NFL's African-American and Latino fans who didn't. So that's not really problematic, I don't think. White sports fans, the kinds of people who, you know, tailgate and have keggers and whatever, they want you to, and have American flag napkins that they use to wipe potato salad out of their mouths, obviously want you to stand up for the flag. Other reasonable people who happen to not be white don't want you to, because that flag represents oppression for them. I don't think that's surprising.
Well, that flag kind of represents oppression for me, too, so does that mean I'm not white?
No, it means you're not a tailgating kegger type wiping potato salad off of your lips with an American flag napkin.
Well, that's
do you
true,
do that?
I'm not.
The sources also said that a majority of Republican NFL fans supported disciplining players versus a majority of Democrats who didn't. Again, no surprise there whatsoever, but this this poll, what we're being told right here from the National Review, doesn't really tell us a lot about the actual numbers involved. If there are more Democrats than there are Republicans, then it's a financially sound business decision to support Colin Kaepernick. That's ultimately the end of it.
Well, also, which group is more likely to wear Nikes in the first place?
An excellent point. It's definitely not the 50-year-old Republican screaming at the television because the Patriots won another Super Bowl.
Yeah, Republicans have this weird misconception that they can boycott companies that they don't actually patronize.
They do indeed.
And
I
don't know why they think that, but that's not how this works.
I've seen that. I've seen that kind of thing come out of the left as well. But yeah, it's pretty silly. My favorite was, the pro-choice women who were going to boycott sex with conservative men. It's like,
but
how
you
many
shouldn't
of
be
you
doing that in the first place? Like, oh no, they probably are. But stop it.
Moving on. Maybe Nike was being bold, or maybe Nike just did the math and calculated that supporting Kaepernick would appeal to his growing future markets, and that it was a price worth paying with shrinking older markets. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much what I took away from the entire Nike debacle, was that they were like, okay, well, old people are getting old and dying off, and an increasing number of young people are anti-police and would support kneeling instead of standing. I wouldn't even want to kneel. You know, kneel is an infinitely greater sign of respect for this stupid cloth than is standing up for it. Neither of which am I inclined to do. I would rather see Kaepernick ignore the ceremony altogether and just stay seated.
Yeah, well, the reason that he originally did stay seated and he ended up coming up with the compromise of kneeling, talking to somebody who wrote an article about it. But, yeah, I mean, doing anything other than what's expected of you could be a protest. I would prefer standing up and flipping it off. But, that would have gotten me even less popular than Copernicus. I don't know what his name is. I'm sorry. It's too long for me to track. I got a short attention span.
Well, it's definitely shorter than Copernicus. But anyway, so the unfortunate and deeply stupid evolution of mob politics in our lifetime is the subject of my new book, which I'm not even going to name because I want to get back to the article. And he pretty much runs out of steam and just starts talking about his book. But the government must prohibit the expression of unpopular political ideas as a matter of public order, because the mob would not tolerate the expression of unpopular political ideas. And we see this rather in the case of Kaepernick not supporting, standing up for the flag. And we see it in China with its own government not being willing to support unpopular ideas.
See, I kind of like the idea of letting the teams make their own decisions about whether they can stand or not, and then you can have the standing teams play the kneeling teams.
Well, part of the problem is that the U.S. military pays for these displays.
They definitely do.
Yes.
And most of these stadiums were built by taxpayer dollars as well. So they're, at least in part, owned by the state, not simply the military.
Definitely true, although that's at the state, not the federal level. But, yeah, why is that even a thing? Why does a government get to buy advertising?
Well, I thought they wouldn't get caught.
Yeah.
It started, pre-internet, so it's like, well, nobody's going to ever decide to individually audit the NFL's books and find out that they're getting kickbacks from the military.
Yeah, and if they did, none of the networks would air the footage.
Yeah.
So the state consults the mob, and the mob presses the state. It becomes a matter of shouting fire in a crowded feedback loop. The evolution of the corporation as an instrument of explicit political discipline in its role as investor and in its role as employer is troubling. I would tend to agree, having just been banned from Facebook for 30 days, a ban that was appealed and rejected, the ban being upheld twice, So I am officially done with Facebook, but Facebook acting on behalf of the mob...
Well, that's because you hate trannies.
Yeah, clearly, I hate trannies. Don't let the green sundress, the eyeshadow, the bright red hair, and the fact that I'm trans fool you. I completely hate trans people. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Nobody.
So it's not a topic that I particularly enjoy discussing, but I feel it has to be discussed, and it's a controversial one, so it should provide pretty entertaining discussion. The Straight Pride Parade coming out of Boston has been approved by the city of Boston, and coming to us from Vox.com, it's a distraction, and they're going to have LGBTQ activists and historians explain that, asking what is an event that promotes the inclusion of straights. Now, this is something I've talked about extensively in the past because I'm not a fan of the LGBTQ alphabet soup. I think it would be shorter and more accurate and more honest to simply say EBSP, everyone but straight people, because you're not allowed to be straight according to the LGBTQ movement. The straight descriptor is actually characterized as an A. You can be an ally if you're straight, which means that your sexuality is defined not by your actual sexuality, but by your relationship to the LGBTQ community. And if you're not an ally, then it follows, almost by default, because of the dichotomy that they set up, that you are homophobic. So straight people are not allowed to be straight. They can be allies. And if they're not allies, they become homophobic.
I've never understood that to be a dictate of to what my sexuality should be. Like, I just...
Well, basically, everybody but straight people is included.
And straight people are only included if their relationship to the LGBTQ community qualifies as being an ally.
Well, right. So if you're not part of a community, if I'm not part of that community and I'm not helping in them in some way, I don't see why I should be included.
Well, you're not necessarily wrong, and I would agree in a lot of ways. You're not part of the LGBTQ community, certainly. Well, I'm assuming you're not.
Right, I'm not.
Yeah. But the issue is a bit larger than just your... I mean, it's not really accurate to say you're doing nothing for the LGBTQ community. I think, strictly speaking, you would qualify as an ally. I don't think you necessarily have to be out there marching in pride parades or doing anything LGBTQ-oriented to qualify as an ally.
Right, so whether I personally am or aren't, whether or not a person is... See, English used to have words for these, and we abandoned them all. Whether or not a person is an ally would be relevant to whether or not they would get included in the community or recognize the community. So if you're, even if you're not an enemy, and you're just, like, over there doing your own thing, I don't see, like, regardless of what community it is, if it's chess club, if you're not a member and you're not, like, someone who, like, supports them, I don't know why they would include or recognize you.
Okay, let me phrase it like this then. Essentially what you have are members and non-members of this community, right?
Right.
As you were saying. The problem with that is that non-members become included in that community if they are tolerant of that community's existence. Whether they're active members or not, they become a sort of passive member. And that's what the A is, the ally. And if they're not passive members... If they're not allies, by this dichotomy they've set up, they become necessarily enemies.
They pretty much define ally as not wanting to kill us.
Well, I think that's I've yet to get a consistent definition on that, but... Yeah, I mean, so... I always was told the A stood for asexual, but...
There are several A's. It's actually LGBTQIAAP+.
Okay.
With the P standing for poly, everyone out there who immediately assumes something else.
I don't know. I can't...
And one of the A's does indeed stand for asexual. The other stands for ally.
Okay.
So poly is included?
Poly is included.
Oh, wow. Now, is it only included when you use the long acronym? Do you have to spell it all out to tie poly in, or is it included by...
Well, a lot of people simply use LGBTQ+, and it includes allies, asexuals, and poly people.
Ah.
But, I mean, technically, the acronym as it stands right now is, last I checked, LGBTQIAAP+.
Yeah, having allies in there seems just really silly to me. Like, I'm not going to tell them how to write their acronym, but that seems seems really silly.
And the difference is, and the problem is, the word is, or the monstrosity of letters, whatever it is used in two different contexts. It's used in a context of a political movement, in which case the view that Melanie is taking makes sense, and it's also used in the context of a community, in which case it makes sense to be inclusive also of monogamous straight white people who just happen to want to hang out.
See, what we're running into here is just the issue of division in general. If everyone, well, not everyone, but if a large segment of the population breaks off and forms this own group, then they are, by definition, forming two groups. People who are members of the group they formed and people who are not.
What if we call
And what
this?
We've seen in the LGBTQ movement and on the left and their various intersectionalist groups in general is that they began antagonizing the people who were not members of their various groups, specifically the cis, straight, white male. Just being honest.
I hate those guys.
They get blamed for everything. And it's an end result. It's an obvious result of taking everyone who isn't a straight cis white male and intersectionalizing all of these various groups until they're all one largely homogenous blob attacking this one group that, prior to being created into its own group by this dichotomy, had no sense of identity. And this is why we're seeing people like Chris Cantwell and the alt-right start to rise up, because the left, the intersectionalists who formed all of these groups, by definition, they put all of those straight cis white people into a group and called them evil. And so those straight cis white men looked around and said, okay, well, we're being attacked here, so we should probably actually band together to defend ourselves against these attacks. This is not to say they've stopped.
Well, there was a pre-existing core of hardcore haters also that they formed around. So
that's certainly
not
true.
All of these guys are victims of media propaganda. Some of them are bad to the bone.
Absolutely. Some of them are just bad people. Some of them were already racists, right?
Yeah.
So fitting into the alt-right just became natural for them. But I think this is why we've seen the alt-right grow in the past several years, is because of that antagonism.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I certainly react badly to the feminist movement and its characterization of men and
as all rapists, right?
Yeah, basically, teach men not to rape. Well, men know not to rape unless they happen to be rapists, so it would make sense to say teach rapists not to rape, except that kind of shows the absurdity of the thing in the first place, so how about instead we replace it with shoot rapists in the face?
I don't know if I can agree or disagree with that statement. We'll have to get more into that when we get back here in a moment. Tell us what's on your thing. Do you think rapists should be shot in the face? 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. Or join us on Discord at discord.freetalklive.com and use the call-in lines there for much clearer quality.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is answering back after the Iranian regime declared it's increasing its supply of enriched uranium in breach of the 2015 nuclear pact that they signed with the U.S. President Trump tells reporters Iran is going down a slippery slope.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz was down in McAllen, Texas, meeting with Border Patrol agents and talking to them about some of the things they are going through on a daily basis. The senator also has a message for Congress.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
The Los Angeles Angels are mourning the death of 27-year-old pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Melanie, and I don't know where Rich Paul is.
God only knows. So we've been talking about straight pride and various implications of straight pride. Someone pointed out on Discord that, you know, all of this is extremely problematic because we're dealing with collectivism and groupthink. And they're not wrong, but to be fair, I'm not sticking up for the straight cis white male. I don't mean to suggest that I am. I don't think that any particular group is more oppressed than any other particular group. I think that that's the wrong way to view things. I think that some individuals may be more oppressed than other individuals. And I think it's a red herring, a divisive red herring, for people to say, no, I'm more oppressed than you, and it's because of this particular characteristic, or that particular characteristic.
Well, to me, I mean, degree of oppression, the state has taken from everyone that it calls citizen.
Certainly.
Liberty that is beyond value, infinite in value. So really, and the nature of infinity is once you're there, anything you add to it is infinitesimal.
No, because infinity is a limit, not a number.
Hold on. I'm going to need time to process that statement.
The point is, and that is the point, once you're at an infinity, what's infinity plus X? Infinity.
Well, no, because that infinity is not a number, though.
No, it's not a number. It's a concept.
So, anyway, I'm not a fan of collectivization. I do want to be clear on that. I'm an individualist, you know. You might have some man who is black or some woman who is black who has experienced more oppression than some white person, some white male, or some white female. But I'm not sure to what extent you can actually say, oh, well, it's because this person is black that they experience this oppression, or this person is a woman, and that's why they experience this oppression. To me, that's sort of pointless.
Can, because sometimes they'll tell you. So it is the case that in some cases you can say, okay, the police did X, Y, Z to you, and they did it for this characteristic. That doesn't mean that every time something happens to anybody, that's why. But
that individual,
a lot of them don't actually hide it.
That individual will be able to prove that they were oppressed because of that particular characteristic, and that's going to be relatively uncommon. Yeah. I would suggest.
And I will say, in growing up in Detroit, I heard "get the white boy" more than once.
I mean, Walter Reed told the assistant DA in front of me that he was giving a guy more time because he was black. So
I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised he would say it in front of...
He thought I was a defendant when he said it.
Oh.
He didn't know I was there as a law student.
Oh, wow.
So how did this play out? Did you, like, hold his feet to the flames?
Nobody cared.
Wow. I'm not surprised. I'm really not. But, you know,
as Rich was saying,
as a white person from Detroit, he heard, you know, get the white boy more times than he can count.
Although, being
a white person was oppressed by the circumstances he was in, certainly.
Well, I'll tell you, the one time it happened, though, I was out on the front of the undergraduate library in Ann Arbor, and I'm smoking weed with these two guys who happen to be black. And another black guy who I had a beef with comes up, and he's like, to the other two black guys, hey, let's get the white boy. And I'm just sitting there chilling with him all day, and they got up and ran him out of the park. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that it only works in one direction. I'm just saying that sometimes that's the motivation.
Well, certainly,
sometimes it's not.
Certainly, historically, it's been a lot better to be white than to be black in the United States in most cases.
Well, I mean, that's true about straight and non-straight people as well, but it's not true today. Today, being LGBT in the United States puts you in an elevated position above everyone who is not.
I think that depends on your neighborhood, just like your white privilege.
Well, certainly, it wasn't pleasant for me to live in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that must have been hell on earth. You don't feel that way in New Hampshire.
But in the wider scheme of things, maybe not in Mississippi, but in the United States, yes, I was treated specially. Privileged is the word I would use, because I'm trans.
Yeah. And that's true of all these things. It all depends on where you are. You know,
certainly.
And who else is there and how they actually feel about people of your various demographics and about you as a person, you know, because I have some friends that in general don't like white people very much, but they like me. So I'm down with that. You know, if Malcolm X came up to me and said, I hate white people, I'd say, well, you know, in general, I'm categorically opposed to that sort of statement, but you got your reasons, and I ain't judging you.
Well, he had his reasons. He changed his positions substantially after making his pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yeah, if I can reincarnate the guy, though, for my hypothetical, I'm allowed to reincarnate him at any stage in his career.
Okay, sure. Fair
that
point.
Seems unfair to him. Like, oh, you approved? We're wiping that for my entertainment.
Well, okay, I probably would have added that as a disclaimer later because, you know, that's one of the things that I respect about him is he went from the kill whitey position to the, hey, we're all human position. And that's what I really think. I mean, I was thinking as you were talking about all the letters, why not call it the sexual liberty movement?
Well, they sort of do. Libertarians particularly prefer GSM as the lettering for people who aren't straight.
That sounds kinky.
It stands for gender and sexual minorities.
Oh, interesting. So that would include all of the above. And it pretty much has the same semantics that you were saying, everybody but straight white, everybody but vanilla, basically.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of GSM either. I'm not a fan of any of it. I think GSM is an improvement over the alphabet soup simply because it's shorter.
See, I think sexual liberty movement is an improvement because it then becomes not a minority movement. It's not identity politics. It's saying, I want freedom in this particular part of my life. And it also frees it from a lot of the let's enforce political correctness baggage. That doesn't fit as well when you're not not identitarian in nature.
The identitarian thing confuses me. I know it exists, but I just don't get it. Because I'm an individualist, right? I ran for sheriff here in Cheshire County without ever mentioning the fact that I'm trans. But I know other trans people who have run for public office who, like, wear it as a... they might as well just glue a sign to their head saying, I'm trans.
Mm-hmm.
To me, playing your identity, for whatever reason, isn't really going to be conducive to long-term health and growth of any sort of society. So, okay, you're trans, big deal. Why should you have this authority that you're asking for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think most people running for office are looking at the long-term health of the society, though, so...
That's true, but if anybody was going to be, I would hope it would be the libertarians.
Well, the thing that you get to say by just being trans is, I'm going to be accepting of sexual minorities.
But you don't have to say that. It becomes kind of obvious that if you're trans, you're going to be accepting of sexual and gender minorities. Right?
Right.
Like, no one doubted when I ran for sheriff, oh, no, Arya is going to become sheriff and lock up all the LGBT people, right? It just sort of assumed, rightly, that that's not the sort of thing one would do.
I mean, a few of them, maybe.
855-450-3733. This is 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Tell us whatever's on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Melanie.
And Nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has finally launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for this and to use the site. Plus, all communications are encrypted between buyers and sellers. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. I absolutely love it. They very quickly showed that... can you hand me that? What just printed. They very quickly showed localbitcoins.com how it should be done, and I am absolutely in love with what they've done over there. It's absolutely great. Go check it out. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. However, we've got Elise calling in from Maine. Elise, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
On my mind is that I disagree with most topics that are brought up on the show. I'm a liberal progressive.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get your viewpoint on that, because I was particularly interested in why you guys trust your fellow man so much rather than the government.
Is government not made up of our fellow man?
Well, it's more so officiated. It's a conglomerate of officiated policies and laws and proven practices where...
But the people who enact these laws and these practices, are they not your fellow man?
They are, but it's kind of through a filtering process.
See, Shepherd Book says that government is merely a body of men, usually notably ungoverned. And given that the body of men that you revere, government, is guilty of war crimes, racial oppression, sexual oppression, religious oppression, oppression of psychonauts, oppression of national minorities, I mean, who have these people not oppressed? So what makes them better than your average man? It seems to me that if you look into the history of the CIA, you will find some of the darkest depths of depravity that man has ever plumbed.
But that's almost cherry picking, because I think for every negative, there's probably at least two positives.
Are you aware of how many people the government killed in the 20th century?
Yeah, but also how many people have the government saved? Like
probably, probably not the 400 million people that were killed by governments in the 20th century.
And is that just a democide number that doesn't include war, right?
Yeah, that's just
that number includes war.
Okay.
Oh, it does include war.
Yes.
Okay. What's
the
democide
number? It's about 250 million from war, and about 150 million people murdered by their own governments.
Yeah.
I think it's much easier to bring up how many people.
Hold on, Rich. Go ahead, Elise.
Yeah, I think it's much easier to bring up how many people governments have killed, just because basically it's more sensational.
Well, it's also true.
It's accurate.
And demonstrable.
Yeah,
I mean, there's plenty of people who haven't committed genocide. Like, most people don't. The people who do are in government.
But you never really hear about how many people the government have actually saved. Because I think the government is saving many people's lives.
On what do you base this?
Well, they need to save more with national health care.
Oh, good God.
She did say she was a liberal progressive.
It's true. I knew it was coming. It still hurt.
The government has broken the healthcare industry almost irreparably by intervening in it in the first place. And we're about to see the same thing happen with college tuition. Actually, we have seen the same thing happen with college tuition. That's why they've increased so disproportionately to people's wealth.
And now the college tuition bubble is breaking.
Right. And we'll see the same thing in regard to healthcare in the next decade or so.
So I guess the short answer to your question is why do I trust the people more than I trust the government? It's because none of the people that I know are mass murderers except for people in government.
But I don't trust people at all. That's why I don't want to give them militaries and power over the education system and the health system and every other system.
Yeah, if you put all of your power eggs in one basket, somebody's going to get a hold of that basket and do something you're really not going to like.
Yeah, that's how we ended up with Donald Trump.
I think that's more of a fear-mongering tactic that a lot of libertarians and conservatives use. It's kind of like a common phrase, because with the checks and balances, it's not really possible. There's not just like some...
So we don't actually have wars, and we don't actually have a police state, and we don't actually have a regulatory system.
Oh, of course we do, but there's not some...
Okay, then it's not fear-mongering, then it's accurate.
Yeah, it's pointing out history, not to mention pointing out what's going on right here, right now, where cops are shooting down black people in the street, and the prosecutors don't even indict them. They don't even indictment. You can't get an indictment against a pig. I talked to a lawyer. I said they should slice them thin and put them on bread, because they say they can indict a ham sandwich. I mean, these are the people you want to put all of your faith in?
Well, I'd rather put my faith in the government rather than just some random person on the street.
Why put your faith in anyone, though? Why not take control of your life and tell random people, whether they're strangers? Why not just tell strangers that they don't know you and they have no authority to tell you what you can and cannot do?
Well, because I think the government has our best interests in mind.
Why in the world do you think that?
Then they're really, really incompetent.
I mean, the government put me in jail for a year and a half for selling cannabis, okay? Well, people are dying of heroin addiction, and in states where cannabis is legal, heroin deaths drop by 25%. So if government cared about what was good for us, cannabis would be legal. No question about us. They don't. They work for Big Pharma. They work for the corporations. The government is just a 00 corporation with a license to kill.
In what way, though?
They'll torture you to death if they get the urge.
Do you not agree that cops are out there shooting and murdering people?
I would say that's on a case-by-case basis.
They murder them one by one and two by two.
There were about 2,000 people killed by police last year. Right?
But again, I mean...
Do you think Black Lives Matter is wrong? Because I think they're right.
I think all lives matter. I think that's a pretty diverse mindset.
Okay, well, the state disagrees that your life doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you have a gun and they tell you to put it down and they give you a half of a second to comply with that command, even though what you're holding is a cell phone, the state doesn't think your life matters. You're ultimately a number. You're a little source of revenue for them to tax and squeeze and collect until you die, at which point they will move on to your kids.
Take a look at what happened to the Occupy Wall Street protests a few years ago, if you think your lives matter to the government, because I think they showed differently.
Well, I think all lives matter generally, but there are historically some groups that need to be advocated for more because they've historically been oppressed.
Because by the state, though, right? By the government?
I think by many different groups.
Okay, but who actually does the oppressing of these minorities? Who puts the police officers out there on the streets to harass and oppress minorities?
Who's running the war on drugs?
Yeah, but that statement would be under the assumption that that's what the police are doing.
They are doing that.
The police.
Elise, thank you so much for the call. Obviously, we disagree with the flaw in your logic. I mean, you recognize that the police are out there doing bad things, but you seem to sort of dance around the problem with that the police are doing exactly what they've been told to do by the government.
The contradiction of your position is that you would give ultimate power to the exact people doing the oppressing. Wake up.
Rich nailed it. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com if you want clear quality sound like you're almost sitting in the studio with us.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Harmon, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.